Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
Margot Rossi.
And you are with...
I am with Home Remedies, Community Options Addressing Pain and Stress.
So how is it going using the, I guess you'd, it's referred to as virtual classes on the Internet, because obviously you can't gather together. Has it been going pretty good?
Yes. We've been using an Internet teaching platform called Zoom, and we meet on Saturday mornings from 10 to 11:30. I send out a link to people through our newsletter, and yeah, people have been joining on, and last week we had local acupuncturist Jade Pierce talking about Asian medicine and how it can help with pain and stress, and never has there been a time more relevant than now to help people at home. Many of us aren't going out to see our the usual people we see for help are medical doctors or nurse practitioners or acupuncturists, massage therapists, etc. It's critical that we learn some self-care skills. That's what our class is offering online.
And, of course, the whole idea behind the classes is there are so many different options. If you have chronic pain or stress, you don't take a pill. There's different things you can do. And we have a wonderful community of folks here in the area that are practitioners right here in our area.
Yes, that's right. And even if you do take a pill, this is a way to help you take less medication and also and to help you if you don't want to take medication. What can you do for yourself at home that will help you alleviate some of the stress, some of the pain that you're feeling, so that you can function? It's a very valuable program, for sure. And I was just on a call last night with our acupuncture association where they were talking about how during this crisis, with people being a little more socially isolated, unable to go see their practitioners, that there is an increase in use of analgesic or pain-relieving medication. There are more sales of alcohol, and we're assuming also that other types of pain medication that are opioid-based are also being increased in use. So we really want to get this information out to people of how they can help themselves.
So now the class that you've got coming up on Saturday, which is tomorrow, I think you're leading it, if I'm not mistaken. You'll do mindfulness, I would say, at the beginning, like you always do. You do that every time, don't you?
Yes. So our goal with Home Remedies is to mostly offer people self-care skills. Every week we teach and practice mindfulness practice, which has been proven to be very effective in the treatment of pain and stress. So the more we practice, the more it helps us. So we always offer that. And then on top of that, we introduce our community to local alternative and complementary medicine providers like acupuncturists or chiropractors or massage therapists, lifestyle medicine practitioners. So that's kind of the goal of our program, and to build a community of people helping each other stay motivated and practice. So we will be doing mindfulness, and then I'll be teaching yoga. I'm very excited about, because this will be yoga with the participants sitting in a chair in their own home. And so for people who, when they hear yoga and they think of somebody tied up like a pretzel, they think, I can't get up and down off the floor. Or they think, I really can't stand and balance very well. This is perfect class for them. And I teach it also to my very well-trained and experienced yoga students, too, because going slowly and paying attention and having the support of a chair can really help you sort of deepen your own sense of yourself and helps you move with greater ease while you're trying to stretch and strengthen and gain flexibility and improve your circulation. So it's a wonderful practice, and it truly is for anybody. Anybody who wants to try yoga, this is a great opportunity. So we hope to see you Saturday.
Okay. So if folks are not already a part of the network of folks that get your newsletter, how do they become a part of the network? They can get the newsletter and the Zoom magic number. I can't remember what the name of it is. The magic link.
There are a couple of ways. If people are connected to the internet and are familiar with Facebook, they can go to our Facebook page, which is Home Remedies Initiative, and they can request a link there. They can contact our Partners Aligned Toward Health through the website, which is www.path-homeremedies.org, and you can just request to get the link there too. So those are two ways to do it.
And of course it will take place on Saturday. What are the hours again?
From 10 to 11:30. So we'll start just helping people familiarize themselves with the online platform so they can see how to mute and unmute their microphone and their video if they don't want to be seen or heard. And then we just have some updates. We practice mindfulness, and then we get into the bulk of the session, which will be the chair yoga. We are recording the sessions, and our goal is to post them on YouTube. But again, if people don't want to be recorded and want to participate live, which has a lot of value because you can ask questions and be together with other people in the same time, you can always mute the video and the audio so you won't be recorded.
Well, it sounds like it'll be great. Well, good luck with it. And in a couple of weeks, we'll check back with you again and see what you're up to. But this is a wonderful program, and I'm glad it's continuing for now, yes, in spite of the fact we don't get together and eyeball each other in person.
Exactly. Yeah, it's great that we've been able to keep it going just through the internet. And it's been successful, so we will continue.
Our guest today, Margot Rossi of Home Remedies Community Options Addressing Pain and Stress. Margot, thanks for talking with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.